Here's a list. Romance, comedy, anger, compassion, disgust, fear, valor, wonder, and peace. Those are the 9 emotions to be explored through dance tomorrow in Bentonville with Megha Rao. She is a professional dancer and teacher in Bentonville, and she's studied dance most of her life. She, in fact, earned her master's in dance. And tomorrow in Bentonville at Old High Middle School, she'll perform dance in the tradition...
Bharatanatyam repertoire.
The performance, a presentation of the Rave Cultural Foundation, is tomorrow from 3 to 5:30. Yesterday, Megha Rao told us that to convey all 9 emotions, she'll use every muscle she has and then some.
It's every inch of her body that has been used, you know. Like, we do footwork, we do rhythmic movements, we do hand gestures. We have specific hand gestures for specific things. And we do face expressions, and we use eyebrows, eye movement, neck movement. So everything has been used. Everything comes together to depict an emotion. And what the dancer does is tells the story, you know, behind it, like it's reading in between the lines. So it's narrating through dance, through emotions, through a story. So it's all put together as a package.
You're using a universal language.
Yes, yes, it is a universal language. Say, for example, you have to say, come here. You would do this. You do this. You'll say, come. Hey, come. So it's the same thing that we use in dance. That's when I said, you know, though it's dance, I won't say people cannot understand, because it's a universal language that we are using in dance. There are specific hastas, like the mudras, hand gestures, that one might not understand. But it combined with the expression, yes, everybody can understand.
When it's a one-person...
Yes.
...art form.
Yes.
I mean, everything's on you.
Yes.
You like that?
Oh, yeah, I enjoy it. I've been a solo performer throughout my life. Of course, I've done like hundreds of group shows, but I've been a solo performer my entire life. So it's fun to, have a solo repertoire, because it has its own advantage. So I can change anything on stage. I can, you know, modify anything according to the mood of the audience. I can change instantly. I get to change my steps on stage. So that's the beauty of, being a solo performer.
So is there some improvisation?
Of course, there will be improvisation throughout. It depends on what kind of audience you have. So there are times when I go on stage and I'm like, okay, these audience are bored. So let me not just do my regular hands. Let me try to bring in something else that might attract these audience. So it's never the same, especially being a solo performer. It's never the same. I cannot stick to what I... practice.
It almost sounds like you have to have your mind, your brain going in 2 directions, because
yes,
you've got to be calculating,
yes,
while you're still dancing.
While you're still involved in the music. Yes, very much, very much.
Do you think it's different if it is an audience that is, say, majority familiar with the art form, as opposed to an audience that might be?
Yes, yes, very much. See, with the majority of the audience are, you know, knowledgeable, like in terms of Bharatanatyam, they know it. So you are free to do anything that you want to do, and they can get it. They get it like this. So, but with audience who don't have knowledge of what I'm doing, I need to be very meticulous in what I do, because my ultimate goal is to make sure that they enjoy, that they understand, and take back something with them.
What compelled you? I mean, your master's is in dance, so you have enjoyed this art form for a long time. What speaks to you about it?
Dance is my life. I had initially, to be honest, I had not thought of it as a profession. It was just in me. It just, my mom has to force me into dancing. I remember that afternoon when she woke me up, my favorite nap, and she was like, get up, you have to get ready and go to class. I was like, no way. And that's the only day I remember, you know, not liking it. But once I went to the class and I saw all the students dancing, I just fell in love with it. I just fell in love with my teacher, perhaps. You know, that's what got me drowned into this art form. And eventually I figured, yes, this is my life and I don't want to get out of it.
What do you feel like at the end of a performance like this?
It's content, it's satisfaction, it's touching the heaven, and it's a bliss. It's a pure bliss. For me, dance is my God. Honestly, you know, it's not about how you pray. It's not about, it's about how you live. And through, for me, I live through dance. So it's dance that is everything for me.
Megha Rao is a professional dancer and dance teacher in Bentonville. And tomorrow in Bentonville, she will present a solo performance at Old High Middle School from 3 to 5:30. You can learn more at the Rave Cultural Foundation Facebook page, and that's RA-VE, Rave Cultural Foundation. She visited us yesterday in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News studio.